Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Big soft titty.png.
Some animals like to crawl under rocks and live there.
Yeah.
Which animal do you think should but doesn't?
Probably.
Cow.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got it right there, man. If I had to pick one, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, gotta be the cow.
Yeah, but only a pebble.
Yeah.
So the cow has to burrow
so
under
the cow
just
is
one little pebble.
Completely underground, and there's just its one pebble resting on top of it.
No, even the cow's not. No, it's not underground.
Oh, okay.
It sleeps under a little pebble, but it has to dig its way under to get under the pebble. It can't like throw it up and land it on its back.
Oh yeah, well that
it has to like
so
snootle under. It's gonna push the pebble with its nose for 3 kilometers until it finds a small stone wall to push the pebble up and roll back onto its thorax.
Yeah. I like that. I think that the cow would be a good point. I also wanna say that I would really dig a cow burrow. Like if
Calvary would be great.
Dug their own tunnels into the loamy earth and then
hey, don't treat me like a fucking idiot. We all want a cow burrow.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying anything you haven't heard before.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'd be great if cows lived underground.
Yeah.
And also, fuck you.
This is what our uncles died for.
Yeah.
Cow burrow.
Our dads were cowards, but our uncles went to war.
Oh, oh man. Boy. Cow burrow, wombat in disguise.
I miss megafauna. I know I was never around for them, but just the idea
you
that
you can miss
was
something you haven't seen.
Yeah, I guess. But like, I don't know, just the idea that there was like a wombat the size of a fucking van.
Yeah.
And I don't exist in the same world. I guess I'm just describing a different hippo. But still.
You're just describing a stinky van.
You're right, actually. Maybe I'm just describing, the vehicle from Dumb and Dumber.
I think if you had if you had a wombat the size of a van now, how would you use it for transport? Riding on the back or in the butthole?
Oh, gosh. You've got to take that back door, baby,
don't
you? Because then you also get to clamber out the front to wash.
Sweet back door, baby.
I think
I live in an ass.
I live in an ass.
It's me, backdoor baby. I live in an ass. Wombat ass.
Yes. I think that how do you get the wombat to take you to where you want to go, though? Okay, because obviously
ratatouille it from in that gut. Pull on its colon hairs.
Famously, Ratatouille. The movie about a man with a rat up his butt.
Yeah.
And it steers him through a kitchen very unhygienically.
That's what the song Fack by Eminem was about, specifically the last verse.
That is maybe the worst song I've ever heard.
I love it a lot.
Yeah?
If you haven't heard it, pause the podcast, go listen to Fack by Eminem the
Demi,
whole way
we
through.
We can't give them even a window to leave because they won't be back. This
back.
Is like when you let the hostage out to stretch their legs. Remember when you did that?
I remember when I did that and it was a mistake.
If someone is buying a newspaper this year,
let me just imagine this crazy verse.
Yeah, exactly. I think they should be immediately arrested on suspicion of sending a threatening letter.
Threatening letter.
Yeah, because what else are they going to be doing with that thing? Catching up with the funny pages, seeing what Garfield's doing. He's been doing the same thing for 40 years.
Smacking a dog on the nose.
Yeah. Going to sleep and having a slight joke in there.
Yeah.
I love Garfield. I don't know why I was talking smack about him before. I support him in everything he does.
No, you do. Yeah. I don't support Jim Davis. I support Garfield.
Yeah. We support his muse.
Yeah.
The cat. The fat cat with an attitude. Garfield himself. I love that little guy.
Yeah.
God, so funny. So fucking funny, man.
One of the best things about Garfield is the kind of doughy cake he eats. The lasagna.
Yes.
Some pasta cake.
Do you reckon Garfield knows how to pronounce and spell lasagna?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it must be hard for a cat to get their head around silent letters. There we go.
That's it.
Gosh. Sometimes you can't tell if a podcast is going well or not at all.
Yeah, you can. You always can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think now?
God, we're really funny. Oh, we're doing so good.
Thank Christ. Yeah. Oh, God. I was worried for a second that we weren't good and we were, in fact, doing very poorly. And yeah. I just had a whole cup of cold brew before we started and it was affecting my words spoken, but not the quality of the words.
Well, it's going to affect something that rhymes with words in about an hour.
Oh, they're going to come springing out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's going to be like you just fucking lit some firecrackers at the bottom of a rabbit hole.
Yeah. I love when you do your spiral turds.
Thank you.
They spring around the house and I've got to catch them Scooby-Doo style.
Boing, boing.
Going through our two doors.
Yeah.
And then back again.
Did Scooby-Doo ever have a chase that just ended immediately because, you know, the haunted mansion was just a bungalow?
There was a chase that Scooby-Doo did where they weren't running through doorways. They were in an old crack den with only bead curtains at the doors, and the ghoul immediately hung himself on it.
Break! Demi, I have a thing for you.
What?
Have you heard of the Boo Buddy?
No.
The Boo Buddy?
Should I guess what it is?
Go ahead.
It's the unsupportive friend at your first comedy gig.
The one who desperately wants you to come back to drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, tragedy is where your success lies.
Tragedy minus time. Mm. Just regular theater.
The Boo Buddy is not that. The Boo Buddy is a piece of ghost hunting equipment.
No.
It is a small teddy bear. With a backpack on its back that is wired up to detect motion, changes in temperature, and electromagnetic fields.
Oh, man.
It also has up to 40 questions that it speaks out loud to try and provoke or interact with ghosts.
I love you.
Well, the first thing it says is, "Hello, I'm Boo Buddy."
That's not a question.
Well, that's its introduction. Do you want to be my friend? Is one of its asks. Here is a picture of the Boo Buddy so you can enjoy it. Jesus. It's a bear wearing a nice little red backpack, which the electronics are in.
Can you imagine being a ghost and being this fucking patronized by these shithead 5-year-old ghost hunters?
Yep.
Come into your house. It's like, oh, really? This is what I get?
Yeah. I know I died when I was 8, but that was in 1943.
I once made the Mona Lisa.
Tell me how the war ended.
I once made the Mona Lisa shit herself. You cannot do this to me.
Yeah, I'm the reason the Mona Lisa is doing that weird smile because I fucking spiked her little getting painted drink with laxatives.
Yeah.
And she shit herself while he was painting
her. Is this how ghosts do?
Yeah. They're saying all this slightly muffled from under a sheet.
Yeah.
I've got some clips of what the Boo Buddy sounds like. Oh. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm Boo Buddy. What's your name?
What did they tell the child that was the voice actor for this bear?
It's cold in here.
Oh!
That's for when it detects a change in temperature, which is a sign of supernatural phenomena. You know how you get cold whenever there's a ghost around? And also you're a bear?
Yeah.
Mm. And also, this is what it does whenever it senses that it's been touched or moved.
That tickles.
Yeah, it feels like they're trying to set something scarier than a ghost to hunt a ghost, doesn't it?
Why don't they just gaffer a thermometer to a Tickle Me Elmo?
I think maybe because the ghost would see the thermometer and fall in love with it.
Oh, okay.
Because whenever it comes near it, it's like, ooh, falls down. It really does seem like that. Would you like to guess how much this costs?
$300.
You are on the money.
Really?
It is 300 American dollars.
Let's get one.
Oh, yeah.
Go
let's buy a
me
few.
For the Boo Buddy.
Yay. Finally, something for our awful cat to enjoy. Sorry, 259.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, as we all know, 59 is the sex number if you have a partner with a head injury.
Yeah. Your partner got kicked by a horse while sucking on your glong.
Yeah. They'll teach you to do it at the stables.
Yep.
Now, the reviews on this are uniformly positive.
Fuck.
Yep. If you don't have one, get one. I use the Boo Body on a home session, and it is awesome. The Boo Body does its job. It's well worth the buy, that's for sure. I will be doing more investigations with the bear soon. I have a local cemetery that is just perfect for the Boo Body, and I'll also use it on calls to investigate a home too.
The Boo Buddy said my air conditioner is haunted. There is a ghost in my fridge.
I threw this bear in a local cemetery, and after a while it came out and said, uh-oh, I got moved when left outside for a night. This is like the thing. It doesn't record anything that happens to it. It just detects these things. So it has green lights in its paws. They light up red in the presence of EMF. But here's an interesting thing. I found a site that ordered one and took it apart, pentestpartners.com, which is like a social engineering and hacking, basically a penetration test being like a company you hire to test your company's security, kind of like a white hat hacker.
Yeah.
But this guy has just got a bee in his bonnet about ghost hunting stuff and started buying.
It's full of centipedes.
Yeah.
There's actually, this is weird. It had one centipede in it wearing the bear as a mech.
The
centipede also is a hacker that set up the website so people would buy the centipede in the bear mech.
You are, I feel like that's a science fiction story I read as a young boy.
Really?
Also, I thought when you said there was a centipede that he was talking about his bonnet again.
Yeah, yeah.
God, there's some problems with this bonnet. Yeah. First it was full of bees, and then I ate all those centipedes to get them out.
The bees started eating each other's asses. Now I have a very stingy centipede in my bonnet. Just one.
I guess that's how bees...
A centipede's a long bee.
Yeah, you're right. They opened the bear up and found no evidence of anything that detects EMF. They ran an electromagnet near everything that was inside it, and the sensors did not change.
Oh, man.
So there's nothing in there. Their assessment was that it's worth about $10, all the electronic insides, and the bear itself is probably at most $10. So they give the thing approximately $30 worth.
Fuck.
But I will say that doesn't factor in the all the lines you get.
Yeah.
Such as, I'm Boo Buddy. I like music. Do you like any music? It also has a function where it sings the alphabet and asks you to finish it for it. So it's basically designed
to... So it can't even do the whole alphabet?
Yeah. What a fucking idiot.
It knows 13 letters.
Yeah. They ran out of space on the hard drive. They had to put a thing in there where it could ask you to tell it a secret, I'm seeing.
Oh.
Yikes. Yeah, there's mention in the reviews about how they heard it began to sing the ABCs. It sang A, B, C, D, pausing for a response, and we heard, to our astonishment, a disembodied little girl voice finish E, F, G. Sure, you did.
I can't prove you wrong.
Yeah, although it would be a real smart move by the Boo Buddy manufacturers to put in
a faint recording of
E, F, G. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What are you feeling about the Boo Buddy? Do you
want
one?
I love it. I want one.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have something that just,
I don't know. It's not even really like a cool-looking bear.
No, it doesn't look great, does it? It's just a generic brown bear.
Yeah.
But we can also buy the app that is just a phone that talks.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that.
I love Boo Buddy.
You love Boo Buddy?
I love it and I want one.
Good. Break.
Break. Well, I'm glad you did that in my direction.
What are you talking about?
The big poot you did.
No, I don't know what it.
The poot.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know why you'd wait until we recorded.
The colon cloud.
To start bringing this up. Oh, my turd mist.
Yeah.
are my powdered poops.
The ghosts of number two's future.
Mm, my man swamp. It's cool.
I've started using this to-do list, which is a constant reminder of my dead dad because it says Elliot Funeral Services at the bottom. But it's fun to have a to-do list because at the end of the day, you get to look at a list of things you're guilty you didn't do.
Yeah. I've been using Gmail's tasks, which are pretty good for that.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can just delete them when you realize that you've set your goals too high and you're never going to achieve the thing you set out to do.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this? When we were cleaning out your dad's house, we found that he had printed off the lyrics to the Crazy Frog. Just on a single A4 sheet.
Yeah, the lyrics to Crazy Frog and Bohemian Rhapsody same little file.
The two greats. Oh, I mean, we should have played them at the funeral.
Oh, absolutely.
Bah, 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 bah. Everyone weeping.
I do want everybody to know that I feel like I've told this before when talking about slime, but he had always told me that in his coffin he wanted to be flipping the bird, and I made sure that happened. I said it to the funeral director. I was like, this is what he wanted. I know it's weird. And she's like, oh, I can do that if he's not too stiff. And I was like, gross, go ahead. And he did it, and it actually looked awesome.
Yeah.
He was flipping the bird. It's kind of swaddled.
Yeah.
That was interesting. But you could see he was wearing the shirt that said Demi's dad.
Yeah.
And then I don't wanna, his hand was just poking out the side.
Speak out of line here. But corpses look whack.
Corpses always, I mean, he actually looked better than a lot of like open casket bodies I've seen.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't, like, all the other people that you've lost in your life have been through tragic sawn in half accidents, I believe, where the magician, instead of sawing them half in half at the waist, decided to bisect
the middle,
them vertically.
Yeah. Except for my auntie.
Oh, what happened to her?
Auntie horse kick face.
Oh, yeah. Poisoned, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I know.
With a poison that makes your eyes explode. She looked awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Dad, but it's weird, like, because Dad was kind of fat. There must be a way to not make it so that, like, their chins, like, they have heaps of chins.
Mm.
Like, their faces are always, like, pressed down and they look.
Yeah, they have the face that you get when. They have the face that you get when Netflix flashes up the, are you still watching this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I don't get, like there's got to be something, like, just pull his neck back or something. Like, put a peg back there.
Just fucking bulldog clip these wrinkles away,
just
dude.
Just do something. And also she was like, just so you're aware, his face is quite red. And I'm like, you know, he doesn't mind makeup. Like, he doesn't mind anything at this point.
I don't think we have to worry about.
You could have done whatever, but. No, you decided to just be like, hey, I didn't do my job.
Hey, just so you know, he's in the coffin upside down and we can't fix it.
Now, listen, you opted for the cheaper funeral, which means there's an imagination tax. And so no makeup, but many imagines.
Mm.
Go ahead. He looks fucked.
Now, just so you know, if you want to just spin them around in there, that's completely fine. But I have been storing some things in his cavities.
Look, I went to the beach just before coming here, so he's a bit red.
I know. Listen, I hope this won't come up, but to pay for the funeral, we have rented him out as a rich pervert's birthday cake.
Mm.
So he does have some candles stuck in his holes. But don't worry, is he face up? Yeah, don't worry, you won't see them. They're still there. Hey, just so you know, we can pay extra to cut a hole in the bottom of the coffin if anyone wants to kiss his ass goodbye.
And I hope you don't mind, but for $200 cheaper, we have let some med students in here to practice their CPR.
Yeah, but they're not very good, so they're just teeing off on him.
Yeah.
There's one dude who's got him locked in a Kimura.
Yeah.
He's got his wrist behind his back and he's cranking it for all he's worth.
Someone's just tickling his calves. Stop that!
Come on.
That's my daddy.
That's my daddy.
That is my daddy.
Hey, I hope you don't mind, but just to take some money off the funeral, people have been using your dad for training, a la Rocky.
Oh,
Oh, shit. I have something to say about Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So I found this out the other day. But apparently when Rocky first came out, they did a line of action figures. And I showed Tom this action figure. There's a line of action figures. But they didn't quite have enough characters to, like, have a full line of them. So there's an action figure of, and this is what it says on the box, the meat. And Rocky punches.
Oh, it's so good.
There's an action figure of it. Oh, God.
I'm looking at it again.
God, what do you think? Oh, man, can you imagine the absolute Hermione in the friendship group that had to play as the meat?
Oh, it's so good.
Just sitting there going like, ow, ow, ow. No, meat doesn't talk. Okay, sorry. Thwomp, thwomp.
Oh, hang on, Hook. Hang on, Hook.
Oh, brrr. It used to be a piggy.
God. It rules because they've also put stars next to the.
Yeah, the meat.
Yay.
Fuck. I wonder if it was from a pig. Probably, right?
I think it's from a cow.
Really?
Well, it's ever so big.
Like, pigs are pretty fucking carcass, big. Don't dude. Start with me. We know how big pigs are.
Rocky.
When you don't expect them to be.
Punch cow? Question mark. Rocky punches meat. Rocky punching meat. Yep, Rocky punches slabs of beef.
Is that confirmed, though? Can you confirm that?
Yes. It's beef.
Okay. So the real beef?
I don't know, actually. Well, actually, you know what? I would say yes.
So if you've ever watched anything from the Rocky franchise, you are contributing to a society that just does not care about its living organisms. I'm sorry, cancelled.
Oh, God. When filming the scene where Rocky punches slabs of beef in the meat locker, Sylvester Stallone punched the meat for so long and so hard that he flattened out his knuckles.
Jesus!
To this very day, his knuckles are completely level whenever he makes a fist.
Now, can you say the first half of, like, that first sentence again for just 1 second? And I'll tell you when to stop.
When filming the scene where Rocky punches slabs of beef in the meat locker...
Okay, now stop. And that's our son's name. Beef in the meat locker.
Beef in the meat locker.
Slabs of beef in the meat locker.
Slabby.
Slabby. Slabby.
Come on.
Time for your vaccination.
Yay. We take him in for extra ones every week.
I'm imagining him just like, it is a slab of beef. Mm. And it's kind of like, it doesn't have a face or anything. It's on the floor and it goes like, flips its way over to us, slinky style.
I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah.
That would be what I give birth to.
Yeah, no, you would give birth to just, I guess, all the right pieces, but not in any particular order.
Yeah.
Mm.
Long boy.
Bunch of ribosomes and shit.
Mm. Blah, blah, blah. I would give birth to a big slab of meat. So what comes out first, you see it, so you're watching, obviously.
Yeah.
You're going to be in there.
Certainly.
We've already trained up your nipples so that you can also produce milk. You're chipping in.
Yeah.
So basically, what if just chips came out of your nipples?
That sounds good.
Like the and it comes out sideways, like a full Lay's chip, like at the end of your nipple.
Yeah, you can tell when it's ruffled because I'm screaming.
So you're looking, right, and fully dilated. What comes out first is another pussy.
Uh-huh.
Really long, and it's on the end of what is clearly an arm.
Mm.
The hand is the last thing to come out, and the hand is holding a skull with a neck coming out the end of that. And then at the end of the neck is a knee and then calf.
Oh, boy.
And then attached to the calf, just a bunch of ribs.
Yep.
And then the ribs turn into just an asshole.
Uh-huh.
Then a dick.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the dick is tied around a shoulder.
Uh-huh.
The shoulder goes into a bicep.
Mm-hmm.
And the bicep has another dick. What's going on here? Two dicks, one pussy baby.
Great.
And then at the end of that is a toe.
Yeah, right. And the toe kind of functions as the Allen key that squinches everything together.
Basically, yeah.
Gotcha. Mm. Well, that's good.
My long boy.
At least you won't be in pain.
Rope child.
Yeah. You'll be able to just slump all of them out because as far as I can tell, it's the width that sucks at the baby.
No, I'm going to wear it as a stole.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're just going to wrap the baby around your neck?
Yeah, because then that way, like, the head will flop down. It'll probably be in the right place to breastfeed on whichever one of us is feeding it.
Mm.
Whether it's up for chips or dip. I breast out dip.
Gotcha.
It's probably like tzatziki.
Mm. Tzatziki is the cucumber dip.
Okay.
I'm just bragging.
Whatever, fucking liberal.
Uh-oh, very leftist, to know what a dip is. If I had to give birth to something, I think I would definitely want it to be some kind of beautiful cube that then expanded.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We all want that.
Mm. It'd be great to give birth to just the thing, to like...
To the thing.
Just give birth to the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's all stop pussyfooting around and just give birth to the thing.
I've got some dogs I need to melt.
Yeah. Oh, come on. MacReady's going crazy over there. Just give birth to the thing.
Give birth to the thing.
I'm so bored on this freaking station. And also, great thing about The Thing, the movie, always forget that there's rollerblades in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Every single time. I've watched that movie so many times. Every time the guy just glides through, I'm like, this can't be a movie where a man rollerblades.
That's a fucked up thing because does The Thing ever have the rollerblades on? Because if it does, that is fucked up because, like, how can The Thing, like, pull off a bit of its body to become a wheel that spins around another bit of its body?
You know what? I don't think it can. I don't mean to impugn The Thing's capabilities, but I don't think it ever... I don't think The Thing ever possesses Rollerblady Man while he's wearing the rollerblades.
It doesn't possess anybody. It just is them, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. God, I've shown myself as a real casual fan.
You're a dumb fuck.
I'm a stupid little bitch.
Stupid whore.
God, I hope I freaking die, dude.
You little whore.
God, I hope I get hit by a bus.
Put on these rollerblades.
On they go. Whee.
And then I peg you. Oh, and all you do is lean forward.
I don't like that at all.
I pull you back and forth.
No. Break.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We're going. I found something on Reddit and we're going to read it.
Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom went on the internet.
Tom's internet deep dive. Tom went on the internet.
Okay, so that'll play just after I've inserted the thing.
Yeah, great.
Great. This is from a Reddit post entitled Sex Games for Couples Ideas. I'll read the first bit of this.
Okay.
Not a game per se, but a few years ago, my wife and I went through a pretty kinky phase. So one night I decided to surprise her with a gangbang.
Oh my God.
Despite her occasional fantasies, my wife is quite conservative. So I knew that introducing people into the bedroom was out of the question. My solution was to play all the parts myself. So it's not so much a gangbang as it is an acting exercise.
Fuck.
After a nice dinner, I gave her a play card for the evening, which included a short bio of every man who would be paying her a visit. Then I made her take her clothes off, put on a blindfold, and climb into bed. One by one, my wife was visited by a series of gentlemen callers, which... Okay, this is not in the post, but that sounds like a Christmas tale.
A series of gentlemen callers?
Yeah, one by one. I'm the ghost of gangbangs yet to come.
It's me, Trevor. I brew my own beer.
I hope you're ready to find out about what I do at the bank. It won't stick in your brain.
I wear sandals while I play with my model trains.
Hey, I'm the guy who asks if this is a shoes on or shoes off household before I come into the orgy.
I started building this deck 4 years ago.
To make the experience seem more real, I pretended to actually invite people into the house. And I even changed clothes and aftershave between some of the visits.
She's got a blindfold on.
I didn't speak much, but when I did, I used different voices and accents. I don't remember all the characters I played, but it was something like this. Do you want to describe these characters, Demi?
All right. Pierre, brackets, 10 minutes. A suave Frenchman, very gentle. He kissed her fingers and nibbled on her neck while muttering, ooh la la, and other silly French phrases.
Ooh la la, je suis Charlie.
It was goofy fun and there was a lot of giggling.
Uh-huh. The next one?
Jack Sparrow. Brackets, 10 minutes. She loves this character from the films. I can't really do the voice, so he didn't speak much, but he was very passionate and basically just made out with her. Oh, the next one says Calypso. What would I love you do? All the other men in this room.
I can absolutely do the voice and did not kiss her at all. This was more of a monologue.
Hey, I hope you're looking forward to fucking a mute Jack Sparrow.
We were on a budget, so the wig I had planned to purchase did not come through.
She's
just fucking a handful of beads.
The only thing that he can, the only reason he's doing this gangbang is because he wants to test out all of his different impressions. So he was like, ooh, come in. What did you say your name was again?
I didn't, but I thought I put it at.
Fuck. Yeah. It's a.
Stuff's a canary in a mutt.
Do I make you gangbang, baby?
Oh, God. Waldo?
Yep. This is the next character.
He claimed someone was looking
also
for him.
Also 10 minutes.
And he just wanted to hide, so he crawled under the covers and got between her legs. After a little exploration, he started kissing her thighs and he spent the last 4 or 5 minutes going down on her.
I hope you'll remember me from the books you read as a child. Oh. Now I'm here to hide in your pussy.
Oh, my God. Just so you know, when I was like, Waldo, right, he's... Fuck. So in Australia, I don't know where all you guys are from, but it's Wally here. Mm-hmm. We still have Odlaw, which meant Waldo definitely came first, and I don't know why they didn't think we would take that as a name. But I just realized that when I was imagining Odlaw, the guy, because I was like, yeah, Waldo's the bad one. But I was thinking of Odlaw,
uh-huh.
And instead of imagining Odlaw, I was thinking of Waluigi.
You have completely broken your fucking
Everything's
brain.
Wrong in my head.
Yeah. You're pop full of pop culture references, but all you do, your brain is like a shaken snow globe. And
yeah.
There's just...
Yeah, you know, Waldo, smoking.
Oh, my God. That one is one of my favorites because the idea that... Anyone wants to fuck Wally.
Yeah.
Whereas obviously Wizard Whitebeard is where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
The things he can do with that hair.
Victor, brackets, 15 minutes.
A handsome Russian spy. He was convinced my wife was protecting government secrets. After waterboarding her for 9 minutes. No. He shoved her back on the bed
and... What was Epstein doing, you little fucking piece of shit? They were 13!
Oh, God.
She cleaned Matt Groening's feet.
Please bring Captain Jack Sparrow back. Please bring back siren Captain Jack Sparrow.
He shoved her back on the bed and demanded answers. She feigned ignorance, so he rolled her over and spanked her bottom. When that didn't work, he rolled her over again and rubbed ice over her nipples and sucked on them. When she started to moan, he shoved his dick in her mouth. For the last few minutes, he tried to fuck a confession out of her.
Yeah. So I guess he is confident in his... Also, pretty great that he specifies that Victor is handsome.
Yeah.
All the others.
Real duds.
Fuckers. Absolute fucking 4 out of 10s.
Valentino, 15 minutes. He called himself the world's greatest lover. He was very suave and after a bit of passionate foreplay, he made love to her while whispering sweet nothings in her ear and stroking her hair.
Okay, so this is...
Called himself the world's greatest lover.
Yeah, he's actually... No good.
But really, he just shoved his whole butt cheek into her belly button. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he just rubbed his thigh on her cooch and hoped.
Yeah.
So
the next one is Jackhammer, mm-hmm. which I'm assuming is wrong Jack Sparrow.
Oh, man. The Yeah, and at this point, Jackhammer goes for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What we have is...
What would all of you boo?
But where is all the cum gone? He says, piecing, to, like, drawing her, the, oh, her pussy lips apart like a curtain.
God.
So we're at 10 minutes for Pierre, Jack Sparrow 10 minutes, Waldo 10 minutes, Victor 15 minutes, and then Valentino for 15 minutes. So that's, we're currently at 60 minutes.
All right, and then Jackhammer
is... I just want to get one thing.
Yes.
Which is that in between all of these things, the last character gets up, opens a door. I think he comes back in as his regular self and then opens the door again to get the next person introduced. So I'm going to say, like, there's at least 3 minutes of gear in between each new character.
So this next stud is a wonderful friend of mine.
I mean, this guy's been fucking wives all over town. I haven't actually seen it, but you'll love him. Please go wild and crazy and keep that blindfold on for ugly Jack Sparrow.
Now, this one is a bit of a thinker, so just be ready for that.
Yeah. This next act is a handsome Russian spy wondering where her emails are.
So the next...
Lock her up.
The next fucker is a woman, so get ready for that. She's a real pocket rocket.
Oh, man.
That's when I come in to fuck this dude's wife.
Yeah. Jack is an ex-porn star, and he treated their time like a porno.
He kissed her breast for about 5 seconds, licked her pussy for another 10 seconds, then demanded oral for several minutes.
Okay, so it seems like at this point he's gotten selfish.
Yeah.
And is tired of the whole gangbang thing and is just looking to get sucked off.
After that, he pushed her legs apart and fucked her like a, well, jackhammer. He changed positions several times. I should note that while Valentino was having sex, I had a half orgasm that I managed to stop in the nick of time. This always leaves me hard but kind of numb.
Yep.
Jack Hammer made good use of my condition. He pounded my wife nonstop really hard and fast for a full 5 minutes. After the orgasm, my wife whispered, oh my God, and then at kind of a loss for words, she added, good job!
All in caps. So, and then that's the end of their night. I guess that he then...
Good job!
Silent, he then... made her keep the blindfold on as he ushered all the characters out.
Oh, yeah.
Reminded her to tip their server.
Oh.
Pretty great.
Fuck me.
Remember when the second character was Jack Sparrow?
They, what the... Because
but he
she
can't
loves-
do the voice.
So he's just like... Well, he's walking over to her really slowly and rocking, but she can't see him and he's going...
Yeah, that famous Pirates of the Caribbean theme.
Because he doesn't know.
Yeah, it's great.
What if her favorite character was Rigetti?
Yeah.
And he's just making the creaking sounds of his wooden eye.
I don't know Rigetti.
He's the one with the wooden eye.
Mm.
He's one of the two, I guess, comic relief characters.
The foolish ones.
Yes.
Why would you...
Rigetti and Pintel.
Mm. I guess... The great thing about this guy's system is that he can just say they're whoever and then just be like, ooh, because he handed her the card, which included a short bio of every man who would be paying her a visit. I guess one of them just said Jack Sparrow, brackets, but he's lost his voice.
Jack Sparrow, but he talked to a sea witch and asked for legs.
Yep.
Therefore.
There we go. He asked for his one wish, which was to come on land and fuck you for, checks, watch, 10 minutes, including entrance. It's nice to see this much admin applied to something.
Yeah, that's what sex needs.
Yeah, more timekeeping.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, man.
That's been BigSoftDude.png.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. We got a cat.
We got a cat, and he's so good. His name's Dave. He's
we
orange and white.
A cat.
Yeah, from, let's
redacted.
Say, we had to stay 7 nights in a haunted house. A very recently haunted house.
Yeah. A very slovenly haunted house.
Yeah, very specifically haunted house. Well, by a kind of recent Slimer ghost.
Yeah.
And now we have this wonderful cat.
I love him. I love
he's
you,
so
David.
Good. He's drooling a lot when we pat him.
Yeah. That means he's comfortable.
Yeah.
And moist.
Yeah, and disgusting.
Yeah.
He's comfortable enough to be his true self. We're past the fourth date and he's just letting it all go.
Oh, how much is he drooling? Imagine putting light weight on a sponge.
Yeah, he's really letting it all go, rubbing his chin up against everything in the house.
Yeah.
Basically, he's getting up on the couch.
This is not good listening for anybody else.
No, we're sorry,
guys.
We just
love our cat.
This is going to be it for the next little while.
It's fucking boring because we're dads now.
Yeah, we have to take care of our beautiful boy.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, what are you doing up there, bud?
He's just touching my butt.
Good.
He just misstepped and now his paw is down my shorts.
This little fucking perv. He's a freak.
Freak, you fucking furry.
Damn. Who's the softest little angel who ever came to Earth?
Why, it's me, Tom. Oh, it's me, David the cat.
I hope that was how you'd talk, David. Demi, we got to talk about something
else. Yeah, I know. We can't talk about the cat.
Yeah,
I just love him too much.
I know. I've got nothing to say about him apart from how much I love him and that he's fucking perfect. Anyway, oh man, this is...
Just distracted by our beautiful, handsome cat.
Yeah, hey, if you're wondering what it took to make the podcast worse, this is it.
Yeah.
Us getting a beautiful little guy who's just about to lie
Are you gonna lie?
Down.
He's taking so long.
Slowly
lying down.
Oh my God.
If this is a prank, if you fucking stand back up.
God, Dave, you little piece of shit. Come on, just lie down. Give me this.
Lie down. God, I just want to shove him.
Why are you being so still?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Something else.
Yeah, something else.
We saw the Jokester tonight.
Yeah. Big fan. More like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, that's funny.
Thanks, man. I got it from my favorite comedian, Mark Maron's character in The Joker.
Yeah. Mark Maron... He's just terrible in everything he's in.
I think he's just been around long enough that he suddenly has an acting career.
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of guy who has an acting career. So you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you're in Glow now. He was good
in
Glow.
Nah, he was great in Glow, actually.
Yeah.
Because he was just him.
But every time you see him in a movie, it's like, ah.
What, did they write lines for you? They shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. They should just have you come in, plug stamps.com, tell them about your dead cat.
Whoa. Oh, imagine.
Imagine. There was a time when we thought we'd have to kill you, Dave, because you wouldn't like us enough.
But then I forced you to like us. He's nearly lying down. He's getting closer every second.
He's just slowly letting his head drop to the couch cushion. It's bad.
I don't think we're going to do any good content tonight. I'm just full of love.
Me neither. We got to have a podcasting place that's separate to the cat.
Yeah. In the cat's tummy?
Yeah. When we're inside the cat, all we see is the cat, but we can't see his beautiful, soft little face.
You're so beautiful. I hate your eye boogers.
Yeah, they're grotty.
Well, you stood him back up.
His eyes. Demi, I don't know if we're going to get anything good tonight.
No, I don't think so either. He's just, he's touching me with his little drooly mouth.
All right, let's stop podcasting.
Okay, let's stop.
All right, see you in a second, but we gotta go.